I recall a conversation with Irish-born journalist and author Claire Dunn, who tells me how in 17th century Ireland, when the old Gaelic order began to crumble, that war on the harpists and their instruments peaked when Queen Elizabeth I edicted death on them. She notes how Cromwell, subsequently leading the country from England, destroyed their harps, and how people were forced to hide their musical instruments in the bogs, if nowhere else. I realized how hiding one's harp is synonymous with hiding one's soul. The great waiting ends when one does not have to hide anymore. In years to come, I would tell my own story, write my own memoir, FBI Girl, that exposes the journey of how I learned to belong to the world amid all the silence. I dream that from the ancient Irish bogs emerged this apricot tree on the other side of the world, in Los Alamitos, California, to be specific, beckoning a young girl with an Irish name to prance around its trunk and proclaim, "The leprechauns are coming!" The philosopher Bachelard writes of loving things intimately for themselves with the slowness of the feminine. That is what leads us to the labyrinth of the intimate nature of things. With the slowness of the feminine, that is how I discovered an intimacy with cosmos, which is my Irishness. I notice the sky and her belongings, the water and her reflections. I see into a self who dances and have found the mirror of my people. And this concludes A Leprechaun Tree Grows in Orange County, told in 7 parts. Thank you for listening. I look forward to hearing your story.